Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building an Amen Science sub-drive session for VHS Rave Color in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it in a way that feels like a real DNB drop, not just a loop with a vocal pasted on top. The whole idea here is simple, but powerful. We're going to use vocals as the glue, the hook, and the atmosphere, while the Amen break brings the motion and the sub does the heavy lifting underneath. Think dark warehouse energy, ghost transmission vibes, old tape texture, and that rolling drum and bass pressure that keeps moving forward without losing its weight. Now, before we start, set your tempo somewhere between 170 and 174 BPM. For this session, 172 BPM is a great sweet spot. It gives you that fast jungle urgency, but there's still enough space to let the vocal fragments breathe. So let's build the session around three core lanes: drums, sub, and vocals. On the drum track, load your Amen break into Sampler or slice it to a new MIDI track if you want more control over the edits. On the bass track, use Operator for a clean sine-based sub. And on the vocal track, bring in a short phrase, a chant, a spoken line, or a chopped a cappella fragment. Keep it short and strong. In this style, you want attitude, not a long lyrical performance. A good teacher rule here is this: the cleaner your source material, the more freedom you have to degrade it later. So if the vocal phrase has a strong consonant attack, even better. Sounds like T, K, P, S, and CH are especially useful because they can act like little rhythmic hits on their own. Let's start with the Amen. The Amen should feel alive. If you just loop the raw break, it'll be too static, and the vocal won't have room to land. So program it as a moving bed, not a fixed background. If you're in Sampler, slice mode gives you the most edit control. Classic mode is quicker if you want to get sketching right away. Either way, clean up the start and end so the transient hits nicely. Build a two-bar Amen pattern first. Add ghost snares at lower velocity, drop out a few kick hits to make the groove breathe, and maybe place one or two extra ghost hats just before the snare to create lift. The point is not perfection. The point is movement. On the Amen track, try a simple chain. Drum boss for a little drive, EQ8 for cleanup, and glue compressor for light control. Keep the compression subtle. You want maybe 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction, not a crushed breakbeat that loses its snap. And here's a really important mix idea. The Amen is already dense. If every transient is full force, it starts fighting the sub and the vocal. A slightly managed break gives the rest of the track a pocket to sit in. Now let's build the sub. The sub should be simple, solid, and physical. Don't overcomplicate the low end. Let the character live above the fundamental, not inside it. Load Operator on a MIDI track and use a sine wave on oscillator A. Turn off the extra oscillators. Keep the amplitude envelope quick if you want a tight, plucked roller feel. Attack should be basically zero, release somewhere around 80 to 180 milliseconds, depending on how tight you want the movement. For the pattern, start with root notes and fifths. Maybe one passing note here and there. Let the sub follow the kick pocket and support the vocal rhythm, rather than trying to dominate the whole phrase. If you want a little movement, add subtle glide or portamento, maybe 20 to 60 milliseconds. Just enough to make the note transitions feel fluid. Keep the sub mostly mono. That's non-negotiable in this style if you want the mix to hold together. After operator, add saturator with just a touch of drive, maybe 1 to 4 dB, and turn soft clip on. That helps the sub translate on smaller systems without turning it into a fuzzy mess. Then use EQA to clean up any buildup, especially around the low mids if things start clouding up. A great pro move is to automate the sub note length or glide in a couple of key spots. For example, a short slide into bar 9 or bar 13 can make the whole section feel intentional, like the track just stepped into a new gear. Now for the vocal, which is really the heart of this lesson. We're not treating the vocal like a lead singer. We're treating it like a rhythmic instrument, a textured signal, a haunted broadcast that cuts through the drums and bass. Choose a phrase with attitude. It can be spoken, whispered, shouted, or just a short repeated line. Warp it to the tempo so it locks in with the session. Then chop it into one bar or half bar phrases. Leave some gaps. In fact, the gaps are part of the sound. One of the best mistakes people make in this style is trying to use too much vocal. Don't do that. Think in layers of intelligibility. You want one layer that reads clearly, one layer that feels smeared, and one layer that behaves like a rhythmic accent. For your vocal chain, start with EQ8 and high pass the low end so it's not competing with the sub. Then use auto filter for movement, saturator or overdrive for a bit of grit, echo for short tempo sync delay, and reverb for a small or medium space. But keep the vocal imperfect. That's where the VHS Rave color comes from. Band limited a bit. Add a touch of chorus ensemble or a subtle modulation effect to make it feel like a worn broadcast. Automate the filter so it feels like the signal is coming in and dropping out. That instability is part of the vibe. Here's a really useful trick. Duplicate the vocal track. Use one lane as the dry chopped vocal, which stays more forward and intelligible. Then create a second lane or return for the degraded version, with more echo, more reverb, more filtering, maybe even a little redux if you want extra lo-fi texture. Blend those two depending on the section. The dry layer gives the phrase meaning. The wet layer gives it atmosphere and menace. Now we're ready to make the vocal and bass talk to each other. This is where the track becomes a proper arrangement instead of just a loop. Build a call and response. Let the vocal lead in bars 1 and 2. Then let the sub answer with a slide or a fill in bars 3 and 4. Then open up the amen a little and let the vocal drop out. Then bring the vocal back with a more degraded or filtered variation. That back and forth is what keeps the energy alive. In drum and bass, you don't always need more sound. Sometimes you just need better phrasing. A good 16-bar structure might look like this in broad strokes. The first 4 bars introduce the break, sub, and a clean vocal fragment. The next 4 bars bring a little more amen variation and more delay on the vocal. Then the middle section adds a switch up, maybe a sub movement or a filter dip. The final 4 bars push the energy, then strip elements away so the next section has somewhere to go. And this is a big one. Leave intentional air gaps. If everything is packed all the time, the drop loses depth. Let the vocal disappear briefly so the break and sub feel bigger when they come back in. Now let's add the VHS rave color. You want worn tape energy, not just an obvious lo-fi effect. The best VHS feeling comes from controlled degradation. That means not everything is dirtied at once. Save the heavier processing for transitions, bar endings, and switch-ups so the contrast actually means something. On a return track or vocal bus, try auto-filter, saturator or drum bus. A very light redux, echo, and reverb. Keep redux subtle unless you're using it for a transition. Keep the delay feedback in a moderate range, and high-pass the reverb return so the low end stays clean. Automate the filter over 8-bar phrases so the signal feels like it's drifting. Open the wetness slightly before a drop. Mute the dry vocal for a moment, and let the degraded tail carry into the break. That creates a very cool ghosted, broadcast-damaged feeling. You can also add tiny reverse vocal snippets into transitions or before snare hits. That little rewind effect works really well in this style, especially if you want the section to feel haunted without getting too cinematic. Now let's talk mix discipline, because this is where a lot of intermediate producers get tripped up. Route your drums to a drum bus, keep the sub on its own track or bus, and send vocals to a vocal bus. If you're using extra degraded effects, put those on a separate FX return or parallel lane. That keeps the mix controllable. On the drum bus, use glue compressor very gently and maybe a little EQ cleanup. If you want more bite, a bit of saturator before compression can work really well on the break. On the vocal bus, use EQA to carve out unnecessary low end, and keep an eye on the 1-4 KHC zone so the vocal doesn't mask the snare crack. The sub should stay mono. Check the whole mix in mono occasionally. That's not just a technical habit. It helps you hear whether the section is actually balanced, or just wide and impressive in stereo but weak in real playback. Also watch the low midrange, especially around 120 to 200 Hz. That's where vocal body, break weight, and subharmonics can all start crowding each other. If the vocal feels buried, don't immediately turn it up. Try removing some low mids, or automate a small dip in the break while the vocal phrase lands. Now let's shape the arrangement with some automation and switch-ups. A great DNB section usually changes every 4 or 8 bars, even if the change is subtle. Open the vocal filter into a phrase, shorten the sub notes before a fill, increase the amen reverb send for 1 bar and then snap it dry, or throw in a brief delay feedback jump at the end of a vocal line. One really effective move is the fake drop. Pull the sub and most of the vocal away for half a bar, leave just the break or a filtered tail, and then slam everything back in. That kind of negative space makes the return feel huge. You can also create a vocal blackout bar, where the vocal disappears completely for 1 bar right before it comes back. That empty space hits hard in a club context. It makes the next phrase feel much larger. For the final 4 bars of the 16-bar section, thick DJ utility. If you want this to fit into a mix, start simplifying. Thin the vocal a little, reduce delay, and let the break and sub carry the ending. That way the section doesn't just sound good in isolation. It actually works in a set. A few final coach notes before you start building. Treat the vocal bus like a performance fader. Don't only automate effects. Ride the level in small 1 to 2 dB moves so the section feels more human and controlled. Use contrast, not constant degradation. If everything is lo-fi all the time, nothing feels special. Make one version of the amen a little more nervous. Duplicate it, add an extra ghost snare or a tiny reverse hit before the main snare, and save that version for the last 4 bars of the phrase. And if you really want the most convincing VHS rave flavor, try resampling the vocal processing into audio and then rechopping the printed result. That bakes the imperfections into the performance, which often sounds more authentic than trying to automate every detail live. So here's your mini practice mission.